the Zen masters say,
kill your parents.
And even if you meet the Buddha on the way, kill him immediately. Is it not shocking? Is it not irreverent? When Zen masters say, kill your parents, they are saying, destroy the imprint of your mother and father from your unconscious. Once that imprint is destroyed, you will be free. They are not talking about the father and mother on the outside. They are talking on the inside. When the father and mother in the inside die, you become mature. You become free. And remember, if you are free from your father and mother in the unconscious, you will be capable to commune with your father and mother for the first time, because then there will be no barriers. In fact, you will be able to love them for the first time. You will be able to forgive them for the first time. You will be able to feel compassion for them, how much they have done for you. When you are mature, when you are free of them, when their presence is no more a heavy weight on your heart, you can feel them for the first time. You can be with them in a loving space. So, it is shocking, but it is not irreverent. One thing. The second thing, when they say, if you meet the Buddha on the way, kill him immediately. And these people who have said these things, they were worshipping Buddha every day in the temple. They may have said it sitting in the feet of the statue of Buddha. Same I say to you, forget about Buddha, because you can kill Buddha very easily. Kill me. That will be far more difficult. For Buddha you have no relationship at all. So you can take it, okay, if he comes in the way we can kill. But I say to you, kill me when I come on your way, and I will come. At the last moment, when everything has been cut off, the master remains, because that is the deepest relationship. You can cut your relationship even with your mother, because that is only biological, physical. You can cut your relationship even with your beloved, because that is also psychological. But to cut your relationship with the master is the most difficult thing. You will need really sharp sword. Really, really sharp sword. And you will need great courage. Because the disciple and the master relationship is a spiritual relationship. It goes deepest in your being. You will start trembling when I will stand on your way, and that is going to be the last barrier. The master is the passage to God and the last barrier too. You will have to lead the master also. And these things are of the inward journey, remember again and again. At the last moment when you are disappearing into emptiness, the last hand that you will have to leave will be the master's hand. So it is not irreverent. It is with great respect that it has been said.